At least 1 billion people worldwide drink water that has been contaminated. It contains bacteria, viruses, parasites, and sometimes chemical pollutants. Most of this unsafe water could be cleaned up, but that's usually expensive. So humanitarian groups have been looking for cheaper ways to make contaminated water safe. NPR's John Hamilton has the story.
Jesus Rivas and his family live in El Salvador. Their home is only an hour from San Salvador, and it's near a modern international airport. But there's nothing modern about their small community. The roads are dirt, farm animals wander freely, and water comes from a well that was dug by hand.
Este es el agua del pozo.
Rivas pours some of that water into a glass. It's yellow, and it smells
nosotros,
bad.
Cuando no teníamos el filtro,
Rivas says the water used to cause a lot of stomach pain. His wife and son were hospitalized with intestinal parasites. After that, the family began paying for bottled water. They got by on just 10 gallons a week. But Rivas says even that was too expensive. It's a familiar story in developing countries. Will Howie says he's heard it many times in El Salvador, Mexico, Brazil, India.
It's always the children that capture my heart, because you look into their eyes and they're bright, they're intelligent, and then you see them drinking this water that makes them sick, and then often it kills them.
Howie works for Living Waters for the World, a group based in Tennessee. It trains people to install water filtration and purification equipment in developing countries. Howie says the group has come up with a simple system that produces clean water for about a penny a gallon.
This is designed not to go into distribution lines, as is common here in the United States, but really is a on-site water bottle filling station, so that people are able to fill bottles at a central location in a community and then carry it to their homes.
The entire system fits on a single sheet of plywood. It can clean about 300 gallons an hour using filters and an ozone treatment. The final product is as clean as what comes out of a typical American tap. Howie says the system is often the best option when it's too difficult or costly to drill a new well. But he says no single solution works everywhere. Howie learned that in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula.
The Yucatan water is some of the worst water that we're dealing with. Not only is it bacteriologically contaminated, but they have the added complication of living in a limestone area, so that the water has high degrees of calcium.
The calcium clogs up filters. Another problem in some Yucatan communities is that a lot of the water is salty. So Living Waters came up with a modified system. It uses a water softener to remove the calcium and a special filter to take out the salt. The hardware for a typical Living Water system costs about $2,300. That's relatively cheap, but it's still not practical for a single household, like Jesus Rivas in El Salvador. Ricardo Navarro of the Salvadoran Center for Appropriate Technology says there is an answer for people like Rivas. It was invented at a university in Calgary.
Some professor in Canada did this filter that we thought it was, you know, very clever. So I went to visit him, and he was nice enough to give us his designs. So we have been promoting this filter. It's basically a bacteria layer that destroys all pathogens.
It's called a biosand filter. Most are concrete. They stand about 3 feet high and cost less than $50. Water goes in the top and comes out a spigot on the side. In between, there's sand that acts as a filter. After a week or two, good bacteria begin to grow on top of the sand, forming a layer that's known as the Schmutzdecke. Really. It's not perfect, but parasites and most bad bacteria don't make it through the schmutz alive. Jesus Rivas got his biosand filter from a group called Living Water International. He shows how it works. When the water goes into the filter, he says, it's yellow. When it comes out again, it is crystal clear. John Hamilton, NPR News.